cider mill. You know that I learned from a guy named Calvin Cole back in Virginia, and this is a song that he said his mother and grandmother had sang to him when he was a kid, and it can be a sad song or it can be a happy song. It just depends on how you interpret it. Some of you may have heard it before. It's a tune called what is it called?
Red Rocking Chair.
Red Rocking Chair, that's the name of the tune. It's also called Sugar Baby Now.
Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone?
We're going to try one now. This is a little more, less melancholy song. This is an old tune called Jimmy Sutton.
Thank you. old folks, man, it's that dozy door. And Kate has been teaching a guitar class, and they're multi-talented people. They're great musicians and great singers, and without further ado, I'll let you get to hear them. This is Hank and Jody and Kate. Listen to them.
Thank you very much.
See if you can guess which one is Kate.
Him.
Let's see here, him. I'm Jody. Hank and I used to play as a duet in the 1970s, and Kate and I have been singing as a duet for some time now also, and occasionally we've managed to all get together as a trio, and we're going to do quite a bit of that today, as well as a taste of the two duets. Sometime you and Kate got to do some stuff too.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody's listening to a tape or the radio through the speaker.
This is the first time in the history of the United States that old-time music is going to be louder than radio station rock and roll.
Thank you.
on back in the paint, got the whole bar to the car, making his own sweet. One-line melodies. After a while, we'll get to tunes that have two lines, and out of the middle of the set, we'll get to choruses and all that. Try to steal their songs. There's a couple in Nashville called Barry and Holly Tashin. I don't know if you've heard their music. They write a lot of great songs, and here's one we freshly stole. We know it in a couple of weeks anyway. So can you roll a little bass off of both of these, if that's possible? If not, off of the whole thing of the monitors. Thank you.
escape to play the fiddle. I used to sit behind a desk and worry a lot. I worked in an engineer office where we spent a lot of time extending water mains to new subdivisions and sewer pipes and surveyed freeways through people's backyards and generally tore up the countryside. Civil engineering is a great thing, and we take a lot of things for granted that the engineers are really very concerned about. And some of the things I learn about in this profession are important to people who want housing and utilities and all that kind of stuff. We do tend to get a little debate from time to time from environmentally concerned people who see their forests disappearing and this and that and the other thing. But I thought, what the heck? Let's just really flaunt this idea. I will personally show you my secret to getting rich. And in the same time, reclaiming waste land and generating new taxes and just altogether improving society. It involves using the political process to some extent. And the name of this song is "The Mayor is a Good Old Boy." You'll understand why.
And we miss him. So, dedicate this next. those of us again.
I'll think about it.
Oh. do another original tune.
Well, you know, out in Washington, we just don't have a 300-year tradition of old-time fiddle tunes.
But we do have fishing.
Well, gosh, there's lots of water out there. It rains all winter. There's nothing to do except maybe go fishing or sit in the living room and make up fiddle tunes. And since we don't have a lot of old-time music, I've decided I have to make it up. So this is a genuine, authentic 300-years-old fiddle tune made up in Seattle about 5 years ago. To enhance the Seattle idea, one of the things we do in the wintertime is go down to the docks where the streetlights shine in the water in the middle of the night and catch squids. You can catch them with a little jig on a fishing pole and take them home and eat them. Now, squids sound pretty disgusting, but the fancy restaurants call them calamari, and they sell them for big prices to yuppies. At Hank's, I'm going to start a restaurant myself, and it's going to be called Hank's Squid Shack. And at Hank's Squid Shack, we do not serve yuppies. We don't serve calamari either.
Call it calamari. You know what they call squids in West Virginia?
What?
Bait. Squids real good.
I can catch them.
I've had squids for breakfast at his house many
times. So here's a real ancient old fiddle tune called Chase the Squids. Chase you clear out of town. I met Jody at Union Grove, North Carolina, about 1965. Very avidly following these fiddlers' conventions and hearing some wonderful old musicians, who many of whom have passed on by now, but they left a wonderful impression and a great way of playing old tunes. Two of them were Happy Smith and Larry Richardson, who got a great way of putting this tune together on two banjos. We like two banjos, so we're going to play it that way. Everybody down there plays this tune, actually, called Let Me Fall. And if I fall off the stage, do you laugh?
I'll do this. Ooh. Yeah. My story.